Hello all, this is Maura Hale. Short little announcement for you before you go any further. The podcast you've turned into is a wee bit NSFW, which I'm told means not safe for work. Basically, I can't hold me tongue while we're having a good crack. So for everything to be sound as a pound, I'd suggest listening at your own discretion.
It is now a crisp early morning on the coast of Moonbright, and the sun seems to hang a little longer on the horizon today, almost in respect for your lost crew member. Zero successfully put Sandra in a cryogenic chamber in preparations for a proper POD burial. As all of you move across the ship to the command deck, the doors almost seem to sigh in sadness as you move through them. The three of you meet on the flight deck, or I'll say the command deck of the ship, where you guys can prepare for what you all want to do today.
I guess we're having a moment of silence first.
Yep, that was an awkward moment of silence. You all are free to talk to each other if you like, or you can just look at each other, and I will describe how you look at each other.
No, we just wanted to have a moment of silence.
Well, what are we thinking?
Kirk, stop!
Wait, are we each going to say something about Sandra right now?
If y'all want, you don't. You can go straight to game planning for the day.
I ain't good with words.
Del has little to say. Cal, Mora, anything for you guys?
Well, Sandra did save me life. I want to thank her for that. And I guess we should get going. Seems like it's the right thing to do to make things right again, yeah? And get back to the in-between and figure all this sort out, yeah?
Yeah, I have to say a little bit of a ditto. She saved me life, and I'll never forget her for that, but we came here for a reason, and I don't want her loss to be in vain.
Right.
Right, I agree. I think the best course of action is if we just, you know, continue on with our mission and, you know, finish this.
I think that we should all eat a white animal cookie in her honor together. Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
We all eat a white animal cookie.
Del, yeah, you pull three white animal cookies out of your bag.
Let me subtract that.
A somber way, we just nom 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 nom, and there it was.
Nom nom nom.
With the most respect, you eat those cookies in her memory.
They were the white ones. Those are the ones for sad occasions. Pink is happy, white is sad.
Right, okay.
I don't know why you don't understand this, Kirk.
That makes total sense.
I was wondering.
I get it.
Speaking of
That's
the cookies,
the reason.
I refilled since we're at Sandra. I mean, since we're at zero, so
I'm
back up to 97.
Fantastic.
Okay.
That's really good news. All right, onward.
Okay, you guys are going to head out towards New Moonbright, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You leave the ship. Let's say you guys, after waking up, took the day to kind of get everything in order. By the time you reach the town, it's now a few hours past midday. The sun begins its course to settle behind the mountains. It's starting to make its way, and you see a massive stone wall that surrounds the city. The only entrance into the town is behind a large metal postern, which is like one of those metal gates. In front of the postern are two guards.
All right, you all got your Chris, right?
Yeah, but...
I think so, yeah. Right here.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I think good. Let's get them all ready and go up there and show them to them guards.
All right, okay. I think you should do the talking there, Del.
All right, I can do that. All right, so we head up there.
Okay, yeah, you make your way up to the front of town, and those two guards, like, cross their spears, and one of them, whose name is Ark, and we're going to thank Character Arcana on Twitter. His Twitter handle is @CharacterArcana. Thank you for throwing in some names. And the other guard announces his name as Garden. Garden the guard. From at Della Garden on Twitter. Thank you both for the names. They cross their spears and they say, Ark says, I'm going to need to see the crest. And can you tell me just one simple historical fact about the town of Moonbright? Just so I know you're from here.
Well,
all right.
Here's me, crest.
Yeah, we all got a crest, so we all hold up the crest.
Yep.
Okay.
Right here.
Garden takes them and goes, oh, yeah, it looks good. Okay, here's the crest.
How old does this historical fact need to be?
I don't know. Whatever you think's appropriate, I suppose.
You used to have a bakery that had a real funny name.
It was,
could you tell me the name?
I used to go to it all the time.
I believe it was called...
I'm going to look it up, too. So.
Fuck.
Hold on 1 second. I turned around to Kaylee. I say, something like Snipperkins or something like
it
that.
It was Slipperkins Slippery Buns.
Slipperkins Candy Bun, right?
Candy Buns. No, sticky Buns. Wait, candy Buns.
Fuck.
Sticky Buns. Fuck. There's a bar that's called the Funky Orc, remember?
Well, that's not, but that's not, that. That's new Moonbright.
God, fuck.
Okay, I turn around and say...
Moonbright Cove.
I turn around and I say, you know what? I never really went to the bakery, but I used to go to Thunk's Smithy all the time.
You went to Thunk's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, actually, my buddy Cal here, he's got a blink dagger that the owner of Thunk's gave him as a gift. Why don't you show him that dagger there, Cal?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. It's this one here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
you like it?
Yeah, you said... The owner gave it to you.
That's right, yes.
Was he still living over there? I could have sworn I saw him yesterday in town.
No. This was a long time ago.
No. It was... Yeah, okay. That's right.
Yeah, this was...
I thought I would have known you, but I...
Well, you know, we've been on and off the planet. I'm sure you recognize from our get-up that we're from Pod. So We've come, had some contact with Commander Bolark, then we've left and come back to kind of mm-hmm. help and, you know, that sort of thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The other guard says, Commander Moonbright, she's actually even out today.
Commander Moonbright?
Commander Bolark, Captain of the Moonbright Militia, she's actually heading out of town today.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. She's going to go do a siege, right?
We knew
something
that.
Like that.
That's right. Yeah.
We all knew that. Yeah.
Well, I'll mm-hmm. let her know that y'all in town, and just so you just.
All right. Appreciate
sure.
it. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yep.
But
sound as a pound.
I know.
Pressing right? matters first. We gotta go talk to Quinn. I'm sure, you know Quinn.
Ark says, "Oh, yeah, right, Quinn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if we could just head on in there."
Just kind of slip on through, just right there.
Yeah. If you want to just undo the...
Uncross them.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
Thank
boss.
You.
Oh.
Thank
he
you.
Does that, and he like signals back to the wall, and the postern raises, and Ark says, Quinn, she's over there in the barracks. Just go say hi, I guess, check in maybe with the commander, and be on your way, be safe, and I'll have a good day.
Will do.
Oh, there's a dance competition going on today at the Funky Orc, if y'all interested.
Oh, yeah?
Special prize for the winner.
All right. Well, we'll be sure to be there. Right?
All right.
Can do the robot.
Yeah, thank you. We'll really be sure. Thanks, Del.
We will be sure to be. We are participating members of this group. We will be there.
Great.
I think I'm just going to go in then.
Yeah.
We're going to use the feet and move them in. There we go. We're using our feet and we're walking in. Bye. That was a normal way to say how to enter.
I grab Mora and pull
bye.
Her.
Okay, bye.
I'm going to briefly describe Moonbright to you guys as y'all enter past the postern and kind of just give you a quick vibe of the town. New Moonbright is a bustling town filled with around 5,000 people, so it's a fairly good size. Because we're on a Terra, and the people here don't exactly keep up with the times out of respect for their gods, the town is built as such. On the outskirts of town, there's like a thatched elevated homes, and as you kind of near the center of town, the houses become a little bit more sophisticated and architecture improves. What were once thatched houses have now grown to about 5 stories high, wood and metal replacing the thatch, where multiple generations of families are growing and living under one roof. The tops of these buildings are lined with like intricate gold, green, and red like paints. Mm. And small creeks run throughout the town. Near the center, you can see it. It's a small hill with a stone and wood structure. You guys have recognized it as a castle, but the town has built it into more of like a market and shared space to barricade inside of in case of an attack. Mm. The four places you can kind of visit that you kind of have heard or know of. You can go to the barracks. There's the Funky Orc. There's a local church, which you saw on a sign as you were entering. It's called the MOP, or the Moonbright Omni-Denominational Palace. Or the local market, which is located in the center of town in that castle-like structure. So, with that, where do y'all want to go?
Well, I know we told them guards that we were going to go see, Quinn. Yeah, Quinn. No. We were going to go see Quinn, but I think maybe if we're going to actually go see the priest, we should head to MOP.
Okay.
I makes sense.
As you guys were going into town, you saw one of the guards' garden running past you towards the barracks. Like, oh, hey, guys. As he runs by.
Oh, hi, we're still using our feet, okay. And we're still walking along and being totally normal. Goodbye.
Right, that's not weird. Okay, bye. So he is making his way towards the barracks to just alert that you guys have come into town.
Oh,
because...
and I wanted to yell that we remembered the name of the sweet shop.
Oh, what was it?
Slipperkin's Candy Buns, bye!
Yes, that was it, bye!
All right, well, he's going to go tell on us. We should probably head straight to that church.
I am thinking that guy doesn't have a whole lot of Slipperkin's candy buns going on inside of his brain. I don't think he's going to care one bit about what we're doing.
He might not, but...
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys make your way through town, kind of going along the outer wall to the backside, almost the opposite side of town. You see this large stone church. You would clearly recognize it as a church that has been on every planet you've been on before. On the front, in like magical neon, since they don't usually use a lot of like technology, it says just MOP, like MOP on the front. And there's stained glass and spires and towers and all that whole shebang. But in the front, there's a set of large wooden doors. And on the front, there's like a nailed in piece of paper.
I guess I'll go up and read the paper.
Okay.
Oops. Are you sure you don't want to eat it? You want to read it, not eat it? Okay, got it. I just don't think there's a whole lot of choices with what we could do.
You guys could just go in and you don't have to read it. The note
says...
What if
it's like the 95 thesis? We should read it. We should know what's going on.
And actually, it is the 95 thesis. So I'm just going to pull that up really quick.
It is not.
Let's see here. That's in Old English. I can't read that. No, here we go. Number one, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, quote, repent... He willed the entire life of believers to
we're
be
done.
One of repentance.
Stop.
Two.
No, we're not going to keep going.
If you want, I can go through the whole thing. I got it right here. There's a small note that does say, tonight only, MOP is sponsoring the Funky Orc bi-weekly dance competition.
Shut up.
It's not closed, but there just is a note that's saying that MOP is sponsoring this dance competition. On the latter half of this week, because it's bi-weekly, meaning twice in 1 week this time instead of every other week.
Great.
So does that mean that it's going to be at the church?
No, it is going to be held at the Funky Orc.
Okay.
Good God. All right. Let's just go in.
The omni-denominational church is sponsoring it.
Let's just go in.
So that means we all got to dance with our, with at least two arm lengths separated.
You got to
you
got to
hold some kind of spiritual scripture between you.
That 95 thesis. Yeah. It should be like between you as you dance.
Yeah, all doth is between you at all times. So just know.
Shut She's up. Always God. Watching. She's always watching.
She's always watching.
Okay, open the fucking doors. Okay. Go inside the church.
You guys open the doors and head inside. And standard church layout, pews all the way down. There's like a set of different offices along the sides on the outside of the pews. Each one representing like a different god, since this is an omni-denominational church. All gods are accepted here. At the front, you see a pipe, a beautiful like brass pipe organ, but it's like infused with like seashells and like art from the sea. So there's like seaweed and fish like swimming through the pipes. Mm. Since this is a kind of a coastal town.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, you just see kind of like random people just sitting in the pews, maybe praying, maybe reading whatever their God's books are at the moment.
Are the doors, the offices labeled?
They are labeled.
Can we find one that says head priest?
It'd be the Eldoth one, right?
You can't find one that says head priest, but if you do some searching, I'm not going to make you roll because you just can walk around this place and find it. You do see one on the right-hand side. That's labeled Eldoth, and then underneath the name Kairos.
Hey, Kair.
Yeah.
I think maybe, I mean, obviously that book's probably telling us to go talk to the priest from Eldoth, but you were talking about Bashaba. You were talking about this something Bashaba.
Yeah, it was like, it said the tides favor Bashaba, yeah? Whatever it was like this thing, it said the tides favor Bashaba. It's really that was like the most about Bashaba, really.
Well, you think that the priest for Eldoth will have information on that, or do you think there's another priest around here that maybe is the priest for Bashaba?
Well, maybe. Bashaba seems like to be a I mean, it's a curse. Right, I feel like it's a curse. It's not really fun. It really hurts me, and I just maybe think it's like a dark thing, you know? Maybe like some sort of cult or something.
All right. Well, I mean, this place is pretty accepting. Maybe. Wow. Well, I don't know. What do you guys think? We should just go talk to.
Yeah, I think that they're a real Karen because this says Eldoth Kairos. Eldoth. They care about Eldoth here, right? Isn't that how you read that? Eldoth Kairos. He cares? No?
Makes sense to me.
All right. That's how I'm reading it. Eldoth Kairos.
Sorry.
It's like a weird song or something. I don't know.
What do you think, Kat?
I guess I was just confused.
The only one that's sensible in the group.
I thought Bashaba was the one who is cursing me.
Yes.
And they're not related, right? Bashaba and Eldoth?
Separate.
Well, not that we know of now.
Separate gods. You guys know that they're both like different kind of deities. One being more of the bad alignment, one being more of the good alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the one, you know, just to make sure, the one that heals people and generally lets them pass easily is the good one. And the one that curses them with bad luck and death is the bad one.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we asking this priest for before we go into the door?
We have that book. I think we have that book,
right?
Oh,
okay. You guys took a book. What are we asking about the book?
Didn't the book tell us? Or no, Eldoth told Sandra directly.
Shit. And Sandra had the book.
Oh, fuck. What are we supposed to be doing with this stupid priest?
Fuck.
Did I want to have a dance competition
hey,
now.
Hey, did we leave the book on the ship?
Fuck.
It's frozen like, with Sandra. Yeah, if you could get a picture of Sandra in her little pod, she's like holding the book like this.
How did we fucking miss that?
Okay.
No one asked to like raid our body of her items or anything.
Cool.
So.
I was thinking about
that's
it.
That's disrespectful,
like,
eh. God. Well, so cool.
If you need it, you need it.
So, you know, should we just like fucking skedaddle? out of this church before we make asses of ourselves and just go dance.
Too long.
Let's just go dance. I don't know what we're supposed to do. Let's just talk to him real quick.
If he needs the book, we can go get the book.
But what are we asking for?
I'm pretty sure that book was one of the ones you can find in here. He's probably got one. It was a religious book. He's probably got one.
Yeah. And you know, I think we should just ask him, like, what should we do? Hey, there's like, you know, an evil god that's trying to destroy everything. So what are we going to do?
Like, are you in need of some three assholes to help you out, like getting rid of
I think that's reasonable.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Let's do it.
As long as we have a plan, that's great. Doug goes and knocks on that door.
Okay, you knock on the door.
This is after we had a weird little aside and people are definitely staring at us.
You knock on the door. Initially there's no answer, but you do hear some like rustling and the sound of like a sound of a container, like a metal container, opening and then closing.
Hey, we don't care if you're toking the good stuff in there. We just want to talk.
You can put your weed in there.
He says, you hear,
go ahead and open the door. It's open.
All right. I open
that,
the door.
If I could say before we go in, was not what I was expecting him to sound like.
Me neither.
I didn't plan on the voice, so it's just going to be what it is in the moment, guys. As you open the door, you see... Clearly, you see it's a Triton, so it's like a merman, basically, is how we would explain it here. At the moment, he's wearing like a long brown robe covering most of his head, but you can see the like his blue and greenish skin. As he leans over the desk, and you see him snort a line of something. Is the best way to explain it.
Oh shit!
Yes,
this guy's lit.
And he picks his head up. And he's like, "Whoa, hey."
Hi.
Wow. How you doing?
Good. I would ask you the same, but it looks like you're doing just great.
I'm feeling great. Yeah.
Ooh, just having a little crack there, huh?
Yeah. Y'all going to the dance competition, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Let's go.
Wait, sir.
Can we talk to you first?
If you're dancing, I'm making my way over there right now. It's about to start, so maybe we can walk and talk.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
He's like got this like nervous like he's got this energy now. He's kind of vibing.
Del, don't give him any of my fucking cookies if he starts asking.
I won't give him.
Did you? You got some cookies?
What? Like, no, you weren't like supposed to hear that. No, you didn't hear none of that.
We ain't got no special cookies.
No.
Mm-mm. Nothing like that.
What?
Are they special to you?
Who?
You.
What are you talking about?
I guess.
Are you going
to
the dance? Let's go. I don't
dance.
Think,
yes,
yeah, let's go.
I'm going to the dance. Going
real quick.
Going to the dance.
As we're making our way out, can I look and see if there's a religious book, like the one that we saw sitting anywhere?
Yeah, there's like hundreds on a shelf behind his desk.
Okay, I grab one.
Okay.
All right.
We will explain what that is later. I'm assuming you're rushing, right? Or are you trying to look at it at the moment?
No, I'm just grabbing it to bring to talk to him, and if I need to reference it, that's what I was going to do.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you guys start making your way over, and he's like, where are y'all from?
Here. Yeah. Right?
Oh,
no?
We're from around. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was getting the vibe you guys were kind of not from here, but...
No.
We're kind of from all over. We travel a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, yeah.
I could tell y'all you're from Pod, right?
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. You know, right. Space is kind of just generally our
space,
home, you know?
Technology, all that stuff. Yeah. I'm kind of more old school. I just like to, you know, read and chill and, you know, not all that technology stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
I do like to dance. I love dancing. That's my thing. I love it. I get down, groovy. Uh-huh. I do all the moves. Uh-huh. That's me. So... Uh-huh. You're gonna dance too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're
definitely gonna dance. Definitely gonna dance.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah,
sure. You're definitely dancing.
My name's Karos, by the way. Yeah,
Karos.
Karos.
Right. Yeah. Oh, Karos. Carrows. Like
nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. My name's Dale.
Dale. Okay. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you. Excuse me. What was your name?
My name's Cow.
Cow. Okay, cool. I just got a lot of music going on in my head right now. Yeah. I'm just trying to get in the mood.
Sure, no, ready. Sure. I'm Mora here. I know you probably Mora. Missed me a little bit. No. But yeah.
Your Mora. Body is perfect for breakdancing. Low center of mass. You can just spin and spin. You're going to be perfect. Perfect for this. No. You have no idea.
Are we at the funky work yet?
No, we're getting very close. Shite. We're getting close, but we're not there yet. We're almost there. I know.
Hey, Karos, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm feeling this groove, all right? I'm feeling
yes,
it.
Yes,
but a quick question about our groovy lord, Eldath.
Oh, Eldath, yes.
Yeah, real groovy, right?
The healing water just up and down. Yeah, hell yeah. Body.
Hell yeah. Mm. Okay. Yeah. We're supposed to, she sent us to come talk to y'all.
Oh. Okay, that's definitely odd, but I get it. She does that sometimes. She talks to me, I talk to her. We all, it's just this one, you know, love and world, and we all vibe, and I get it. I'm with you. What'd she say to you, man? What was she saying? What was the message?
Well, you see, she was basically saying that the fourth member of our party, sure, you know her, Commander Bolark, she's like the chosen one, and she's supposed to do some shit that's gonna...
Yeah, no, Commander Bullock, she's shitty. I'm not, she's not. She should never be chosen. Why was she chosen? Have you met her? You said you were friends with her.
No, listen, I think,
it was at work.
That's like bad juju, bad association, friends. That's work. Not what we're vibing with here.
No, yeah, no, back on vibe, back on vibes.
Okay,
no.
vibing. Yeah. Okay vibes, so what's the deal, Del?
Okay, so the deal is that we were kind of just, we weren't like buddy-buddy, but we were like, working together.
We saw her at Slipperkin's Candy Buns one time.
Oh, I used to love that place. Yeah. I'd get cinnamon rolls and cookies and all kinds of goodies.
Yeah.
That was back before the whole village was raided and we lost a lot of people. It was bad.
Back when that happened. Eldoth,
not there for us then. Didn't like it.
Sure.
Okay, so why would Eldoth send us to talk to you?
Probably because there's like this spiritual journey you can go on and like take off and talk to her, man. That's like something that can happen. It doesn't happen often. I know that today because we're sponsoring the dance, right? If you win, I'll take you on that journey. You can go. Your mind will just go wherever you want.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, so if you all got the moves, like, maybe we could take a trip together. It'd be pretty dope.
Yeah. Are we there yet? This has been a real long vibe with ya, and I just am curious.
You gotta keep it. You just gotta keep it going. You gotta feel the energy, right? But no,
I feel like you're gonna burn up the energy before we even get to the dance, and we kind of need ya for later.
Yeah. Hey, can I get a little bump of what you had there, buddy?
Oh, hey, you know, they have a whole assortment in there that's kind of required post, or sorry, not post, I'm post, pre-dance. So you'll see, there's some good stuff in there, you'll see. I'm going to head inside. Go ahead, you got to get your ID checked here first, and then I'll see you in there. You know, I'm going to get loosened up, warmed up, ready to dance, maybe hit it again.
I think you're plenty loose. I don't think you need to get any looser.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. So, I'll see you in there.
Bye. Go inside.
Hey guys, I think I'm going to sign up to be a member of the Church of Eldath.
Oh my God.
Look, you shouldn't do the drugs, all right? Look, I had the experience. I've done that experience. Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it. I don't do that. No.
I'll do it. I'll do it because I don't give a fuck about anything. And I've got a good performance.
Well, it kind of sounds like we need to win the competition, though.
Yeah,
but look at that. You see those sick ass moves he was doing while he was walking and talking? I need that shit, dude.
I can't do this if this is some kind of solo something or another. I can't. I can't do it. I'm not a dancer. I don't know what to do about this.
Look, we gotta do it.
Can we go in as a group or something?
Let me tell you something, guys. I bet you we got an advantage here because all these people, they're from here. They've got their traditional dances. They've seen it all. But we've got dances from our own planets that they haven't seen.
You know what our dances are called? Think,
yeah.
No.
They're drunk dances going home so that you don't piss on the sidewalk. You're just kind of dancing your way back home. That's about as far as we go.
Listen,
drunk dancing is the best kind of dancing sometimes. One time when I started this job back in my home planet, I went to this place where this guy named Jeremy, he did the worm and he hit his face on the ground and he busted open. It was hilarious. It's the best kind of dance you could do.
I'm sorry. Have you already had some of what that other guy had?
I'm
because
just
my
feeling
God,
it.
Del.
I'm feeling it.
He just vibing right
what
now.
What is happening?
Right now, I'm already like shuffling my feet and like.
Oh my God. Cal, what are we supposed to do?
Look, I'll be honest. I'm really tempted to do it.
Oh my God. All right.
I don't want to do it, but I'm probably gonna. And we also need a win.
We need to go talk to Elda. We're gonna be stuck here for a while.
Del, we know what you want to do, okay?
No, it's
even
not
if
what
there
I want
were
to
no
do.
Stakes, you were so vibing with this
That's
guy
true.
That we know you would enter on your own. This is not a conversation about you anymore. I'm talking to Cal, the sane one here. You
I'm
go
pleading.
Vibe.
I'm pleading the case as to why we gotta do this together as a team, all right? We're gonna be stuck on this godforsaken fucking planet with zombies for the rest of our goddamn lives.
Oh,
unless
that's
we
right,
talk
the zombies.
Eldar.
No, okay, in, you know, go inside. I'm done. Yep, that was it. Okay, that was my convincing. We're done. I forgot about the fucking zombies. Go inside.
Okay, so Karos goes inside, but let me describe the building. It's an all, like, brick and mortar building. But you couldn't miss it if you tried. All along the outside are various, like, magical orbs, each, like, flickering with a different colored light and flashing in rhythm to the funky music that's kind of started to seep its way through the windows and the doors.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a club, you know, and there's these magical boof, 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 boof going on. as you approach the door, a person wearing the most fabulous jumper greets you. But this is no ordinary jumper. No, this jumper has four legs and a cutout for a tail. You are greeted by a centaur. You see on his name tag says Manticore, which is a totally different being altogether. But it says Manticore, and then in like little quotes next to it says Manti.
Manti.
And I have to thank Tails from the Manticore, at Manticore Tail on Twitter. Thank you for the name suggestion. Okay. We're back.
I guess that answers the question if you said he's a centaur, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that answers the question as to if a centaur was to wear pants, would he wear it like that or the other way? Which is back to...
Nope, it's all four and he's got like, it's a jumper so it goes all the way up. It's a full body suit, basically.
That's great.
The zipper just goes like ass to neck, I guess. You know?
Oh, that's good. Okay, so it's not spandex. Like I was
thinking. No, it's
no,
got
it
a, zipper.
A zipper.
It's got like frills.
Okay.
It's like silver and gold.
I guess he's flexible enough to like reach underneath himself to zip.
Well, someone's gotta zip him in. He just like steps into it and then he gets some assistance and zipped in.
This is definitely what we should spend more time on is the construction of other characters' clothes.
Well,
and
you just
how
gotta
they
get
into
know,
them.
The listeners need to like just know because they gotta see everything with their mind.
You gotta really paint the picture.
Paint the picture of what this centaur named Manti is wearing. Got it. Okay.
Manti greets you as you approach him, and he says, what does he say in what voice?
he is Manti in a zip.
Welcome to the. Nope, that's not gonna be it. We're gonna figure this out in a moment. Welcome to the Funky Orc, where the bathrooms are always covered in snow, if you know what I... He, like, winks at you a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
He says,
Nah, don't.
No, it's... Don't. I mean, there's just drugs in there, man.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, there's drugs everywhere in here. Don't worry about it. Can I see some identification?
Right
I wouldn't here. I wouldn't want you guys, you know, doing anything illegal in there now. And he,
what is consider? Oh, okay.
And he winks at you again.
Here's my medallion crest.
Okay.
And we have named
do you have
it.
Like one with your picture on it or anything? Like
I don't
magical
believe
book
in
or
pictures.
Tablet?
Because, no, I don't believe in pictures. It goes against my religion.
Right. Do you like have like a painting that I could reference or
that
something?
That also
then?
Goes against my religion.
Okay, I'm totally accepting of that. I get it, man.
Thank you.
Respect religion. I know mop. You got it's all about the mop here
See,
in town.
Okay, we're on the same vibe here, and also they're part of the same belief.
Oh yeah,
and don't have pictures, but we do have our medallions.
Right? Yeah. What? You know, like if you don't mind me asking, like who do you worship? You know, who are you vibing with today?
Ah.
yeah. I'm really feeling Eldoth lately.
No,
Eldoth,
all of them.
Yeah, dude, the vibe's like, oh man, Keros, he comes in here and tears the shit out of the dance floor.
We came with him.
We were just with Keros.
You saw us with him.
No, I just let him in, yeah.
Yeah, you saw us with him then too.
So no ID, because the religion's like, nah.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, well, welcome to the Funky Orc, I guess, man. And he opens the door.
Oh my god.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man,
thank
just
you.
Fine. We're vibing here.
I love your outfit, by the way.
Oh, it's
great.
Fabulous. It's not easy to get in, but you know, the bouncer here's gotta fit the vibe of the studio. Yeah. So
sure.
Hey, just to let y'all know, we do have a dance competition going on. Winner takes home special prize.
Mm-hmm.
And he like winks you again. Yeah, anyways, welcome. And he like kicks open the door.
That is why we're here. Okay, bye.
I walk in I tell these guys, I'm like, man, I don't know. Like one time when he winked, I don't know what he really meant at all.
I don't think he really knew what he meant. Really,
I am getting a lot of vibes from all these vibing guys that they all don't really have a lot going on or know what's going on. I think that we're just fine.
I never took this place to be like the party town it is.
Yeah.
This is wild, really.
It's definitely a new kind of move right here. Yeah. All right.
Okay, as the three of you enter the Funky Orc, the first thing you notice is the loud music. It is blaring loud. And as you come around the door and get a full view of the venue, you can see like a perfectly square stone brick building, like I explained. Those same glowing orbs from outside now line the entire ceiling. So it's like just this like dancing colored lights that move with the music. And like magical energy kind of swirls down from them and around people in this like very beautiful dance, you know, it kind of mimics their moves. So in the middle of the Funky Orc is that dance floor where all the lights are, but surrounding the dance floor on the three opposite sides of the door you entered is like a horseshoe bar. You know, it goes around the whole back side of the building where there's people sitting, getting drinks, getting other things. But this is one of the only places that people in Moonbright can kind of let loose. It's definitely a stressful time in their lives. A lot of stuff has gone on. This is like the safe haven to just like let it all out.
Feel them vibes.
You see Keros on the opposite side of the room kind of waving to you from the bar. Just like, you know?
All right.
Frantically waving. Okay.
I'm gonna go head over to Keros. He's kind of the only guy who knows. I'm going over there. I walk over there.
Okay. We kind of need to also figure out how we're getting into this competition. If any of you can hear me, I'm kind of yelling it up to ya.
Yeah, Keros probably know where the sign-in is.
I think that's true.
All right. Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Please don't let me get trampled. These people are fucking crazy.
You guys have entered the Funky Orc and you're making your way over to Keros, right? Everyone's heading over there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's waving to you. Del, you are leading the charge. You walk up to the bar, there's three empty bar stools, and Keros is like, hey, everyone, take a seat. I want to tell you about the competition if you want to do it, or maybe, you know, we could, you know, do the grab bag, whatever you want. It's all up in the air, whatever you want.
Tell us about
it. Yeah, the competition sounds great.
Yeah, the grab bag's super cool. So to do the competition, you got to do the grab bag. You just reach in and you take whatever it is, drink, food, drug, whatever, it's yours. You just got to do it. Reach in, grab it, not a problem. Then
that's like mandatory?
Yeah, to sign up for the competition. Yeah, it is mandatory. What? That's the kind of vibe we're promoting here, you know?
Okay.
This
yeah.
like
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay. If you want hey, barkeep, can I get the grab bag? And the bartender goes behind the counter, pulls out like a stone like vase, you know, or like a thing, mm-hmm. takes off the top, mm-hmm. hands it over the counter. Points it away from you so you can't see inside. And Keros says, just whoever wants to go, put your hand in, take whatever you get.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, Cal, roll a d12 for me to see what you get.
All right. Rolling.
Good luck.
Let's see. I got a 10.
10. Okay. So I didn't, to be honest, guys, this might be good or bad because I didn't proofread a lot of these. I just picked what name sounded cool.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Cal, you pull something called Shatter. Let me explain what this is, and we will figure out how to work it out. A waxy, pale amber substance that can be smoked or consumed in a tincture. Those little droplets, whatever those things are called. In lower doses, it produces a pleasant high, but in higher doses, and for particularly sensitive individuals, it can cause a person to literally split into multiple versions of themselves. If a player character consumes Shatter and fails a saving throw, they are split into several nearly indistinguishable copies of themselves. So go ahead and roll a Constitution saving throw with a DC of 16.
Okay. Constitution, oh, it's 15.
Fail. Okay, so. So, roll 1d6 plus 2, and that's how many shards of yourself are broken out.
Oh my god. Okay.
1d6. So it was, I got a 4 plus 2, which would be 6.
Oh my god.
Okay, so what you guys see is you see Cal reach in there, and it pulls out like a little bottle with a droplet, and he just puts his head back, does a couple drops, and instantly six other cows like shoot out from behind him.
Oh shit.
Are they all moving in sync too? Like all together?
That's up to Cal. However you want. Do you want them to be like
direct?
You know what? We'll say that you control them all roughly, but they're all still individual. Like maybe it takes an effort to control them. One thing to know, and this is gonna be interesting, the sum of the shard's abilities is the same as the original character. So, sorry. The character stats must be distributed among the shards with no duplication. So the sum of the shard's abilities is the same as the original character. So basically you gotta divide everything by 6 for your stats. And
So I gotta, whenever I roll, I have to roll and take a 6th of whatever it is?
Yeah.
Oh jeez. Okay.
But
oh boy.
That's a bad drug. Bad trip.
So there are now 7 of you total, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Or at least like for the beginning part.
Oh my gosh. So
I know.
This is gonna last for 4 hours.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Jesus, Austin.
And nobody's gonna remember him.
Oh,
and there's
my
so
God.
Many. There's so many. There's so
there's
many of
so
them.
So many of them.
So this is what happens afterwards. Karis goes up. Mora, Del, who is this guy? He's got a lot of vibes now. There's a lot of vibes kind of rolling off this dude. Never seen him before in my life. Don't know who he is.
No,
I didn't really invite him here, so that's kind of not the vibe, you know? I kind of...
Karos, what are you smoking? He's been with us this whole time.
Nope. Definitely has not been with you guys. I know the two of you came to speak to me earlier, and now you got this guy. So what's this guy's deal?
He's been here the whole time. He's been with us. This guy has had too much to snort. No, he's been with us. No.
Karos, when we walked in, you was taking that good stuff. I think maybe you just didn't notice Buddy Cal back here.
He's been here. You know this. No matter. This is Cal. He's here, and that's
Cal. Hi, Cal.
And that's Cal. And that's Cal. And Cal.
Hi, Cal.
Cal.
And it's nice to meet all of you. How are you? How are you doing? What did you take, man? That was some crazy shit. I don't think I've ever had that before. The grab bag.
It's just a little bit of Shatter.
Yeah. Shattered, that's some dope shit, man. How long you vibing with that? Like, you just, you know?
It hit me pretty hard.
You probably took a lot, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. It's been a while since I've done it.
Yeah.
You've done this before?
Well,
how?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Cal. No.
Hey, we're in the funky orc. The vibe is, you know, be accepting, be loving. Just vibe, man. You gotta roll with it. Mora, let's get you in the vibe, you know? Barkeep. And the barkeep brings that that vase up to you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and reach inside and roll me a d12.
Deuces.
Two, okay. So you reach in and you pull out a little vial of this like glowing bright yellow orange liquid. It's like naturally incandescent. It's called Sundrop.
Pretty.
Let me describe it for you. As if it was liquefied ray of sunshine. Originally used as a magically synthesized antidepressant, Sundrop, when consumed, tricks the user into believing they are happy, as it quite literally gives them warm feelings. Overusage may leave the user feeling withered between uses, and their dependency has rendered them unable to produce dopamine and serotonin.
Oh.
Over time, users commonly begin to build up tolerances to Sundrop, requiring greater quantities to be consumed to maintain the effect. Overdosing on Sundrop causes feverish conditions as the drug radiates through the user's veins, ultimately burning them alive from the inside out.
What the fuck, dude?
So don't take it again. I mean, don't overdo it, but go ahead and roll me a constitution saving throw just to see how much you take.
Okay, that's a d20, right?
Yes, d20, and add your constitution modifier.
So, 8 plus 3, 11.
Fail.
Shut up!
You're not dying, but you took a lot. So, you might go through a small depressive period after this wears off. Go ahead and roll me a 1d4 to see how...
After it wears off?
Yeah, yeah. So, roll me a 1d4 to see how many hours this drug lasts.
3 hours.
So, you are feeling warm and happy... like overly happy and warm for the next 3 hours.
Ooh, wow. You know, Cal, and Cal, you guys are just, you're looking so beautiful today. And I haven't told you lately that you're just so handsome and fluffy, and I love your ears. And Del, oh, that metal arm that you have, it's just so shining and beautiful. And that eye, it doesn't freak me out at all. It's just wonderful how it glows and just stares straight into me soul. And Karos, I don't think that I was giving you a fair chance earlier. You're amazing, and I do really love you, and I appreciate everything that you've done for us, and I just can't wait to get the dancing started. When do we get to do that?
Feeling the vibe. Feeling the
vibe.
Now she's vibing, Karos.
Yeah, this is good.
Sounds
good.
I like it. I think we should dance, yeah.
Hold on, let me get on your level. Let me get on all your level.
Oh, get on this level.
Del. I'm gonna roll to see what I grab out of that bag 7.
Oh, it's just a great bag. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love everything that's going on in there. You're gonna love it.
I hope you get shatter.
I got 7.
Seven. Okay. 7. You pull a blue liquid out in like a small single vial. This is called Sanish. It's a blue liquid distilled from the milk of wolves and powder desert plant. Causes euphoria and gives advantage on constitution saving throws. Very cheap, but also quite addictive. After 3 uses, your lips seem to be stained blue and cannot be washed off without magic.
That sounds like, I think I've seen this floating around my planet. Because it's from milk of bowls and deserts, right? So that sounds perfect for my planet. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get advantage now. So go ahead and roll constitution saving throw, but it's quite addictive, so the DC is going to be 18.
Oh, God, okay. With advantage, right?
With advantage.
Oh, well, my first one's a 20, so okay. I can't do worse than that. 20. Yeah. I got 20 twice.
Jesus, okay. Natural.
It's 16 fine. Plus 4. Yeah.
Okay, so you take it and you have like euphoria. Let me pull up, because I wanted to look this up so we can make sure we're doing this properly.
I love that Cal and I are the ones that are fucked after this comes off.
Not Europhobia, Google. Euphoria.
Europhobia? Are you afraid of Europeans?
I guess.
Don't even fucking
I didn't read it. So it's just an intense state of excitement and happiness. So very similar to what Moore is feeling right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a great example of that. You want to try again? They're done.
Oh, no, I wasn't in character.
Okay. That's
all right,
great.
So if we're back in character.
I'm
then.
Vibing.
Back in the club.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm ready to dance.
Yeah.
I'm ready to dance.
So good. Yes.
Yeah, give me a high five.
All right,
high five. And me.
What?
And me.
Oh my God, high five.
Everyone's just like down the line.
Cal starts giving himself high fives. He's like,
okay, so Carlos goes, wow, yeah, everyone, me, you, all vibing, love it. Okay, dance competition. Barkeep, can I get the sign-in sheet? He slides it down the bar. I'm gonna sign y'all up. I need to get a name. What's your crew name? What's your dance name? What's the team? What are you calling yourselves?
Are we Destiny's Children?
Quick team huddle.
Are we gonna be the Destiny's Children?
We gonna be, yeah, we gonna be Destiny's Children.
In honor of our wonderful ship.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, Destiny's
yeah,
Children.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's the best name. I don't think there is another name that we could possibly pick that would be any better than that.
There's absolutely
the
no
name.
There's no other words in the universe. That's
there's
the best
none.
One.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
All the names. All right, yes.
Turn back around. Destiny's Children. That's us.
Destiny's Children. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna sign you up. Here we go. Okay.
You just scribbled, but I know what you meant.
Yeah, it's only just a bunch of scribbles on the paper and slides it back down.
Wait, okay, so, no, I think that was the most beautiful scribbling that I've ever seen. But
I
love it.
Definitely was.
It's great.
You know, I kind of want to do a grab bag. Can I do a grab bag? Can I try something else? I know.
Holy shit.
You need something
Holy
else.
Shit, sure.
What?
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm
hey, it's your body. It's your body, man. It's your body.
Okay. Oh, boy. Is anybody else going to be trying anything else? I mean, I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good. I don't think I want another one.
I'm ready to dance right
Cal,
now.
I don't know. You should probably control your other cows and tell them not to take anything else, even though that would be super awesome. And I do appreciate everything and I honor everything that you want to do, but I just don't know if it's a good idea.
Okay, so Karos pulls out of the grab bag a vial filled with an iridescent liquid. When drunk, it causes the user to see colors more vibrantly and lights to shimmer and become more liquid-like. Also makes its user completely intoxicated.
Yeah.
Karos is like, oh, yeah, it's fucking colors. Shit. Oh, God. Y'all, let's go to the dance floor. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay, right. Let's go.
Can someone take me there? Cause it's getting real.
Wait,
yeah.
Are you gonna be part of Destiny's Children? I didn't think that you were part of our group.
I don't know if you want me on the team right now.
I mean,
everything's looking
I think that we're pretty
real
good.
Goofy.
We are, but I do appreciate you and everything that you stand for. But no.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be there looking at all the colors.
Great.
I lead
That's
him
wonderful.
To the dance floor.
Okay.
I was going to say, Cal, all the rest of the cows, like, pick him up and, like, take him to the dance floor, like, carrying him in.
He's just, like, staring at all those lights on the ceiling right now. He's just, like, his head's all bobbing back and forth. Maybe a little bit of drool.
All the cows are carrying.
Just to give fairness to the site that I pulled these from, I gotta say it. These are from dndspeak.com. I pulled all those drugs off of there. There's no way I could ever find all of those and make those up. Okay, so you guys
awesome.
Make your way, leaving the bar into the center of the dance floor. And let's see here. The volume of the funky orc's music begins to swell as this small gnomish woman walks forward to the middle of the dance floor and everyone kind of clears out. She lifts her hands and places her fingertips to her throat and a silver energy surrounds it. When she speaks, her voice is heard among the entire crowd. She says,
welcome to the biannual, bi-weekly, bi-day, what is today? What is today?
I don't know.
Okay, today's funky orc dance-off. This evening's sponsor is Mop. And the wonderful spiritual leader, Karos, of course.
And Karos is just like, he's like leaning back in a seat facing the dance floor, just like staring at the ceiling. He like puts his arm up for a second.
Tonight's contestants are the reigning champs, the Gliding Gazelles.
Oh, good job, yay!
she's still holding her fingers. She says,
welcome Owen, Anna, Jacob, Ian, Noah, Cameron, and Zaya to the dance floor.
That's a lot.
You guys are wonderful. We can't wait.
And a seven-person all-kobold team, which are like small lizards, make their way to the dance floor, waving their arms, kind of pumping up the crowd.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
All those names are members of a podcast that gave us, everything called Not Presently Deceased. You can find them at @npd_dnd_podcast.
Great name. Love it.
Yes.
We should have stolen that. Damn.
And then Sebi chimes back in and says,
"And the next group, the name, a little hard to read. Let's go see what they're called, folks."
And she walks over to you.
Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Children.
Destiny's Children.
Hell yeah.
All right, folks. The rules for tonight are the same as always. Keep your hands to yourself. Drugs are highly encouraged. And make sure to keep it funky.
The music gets even louder, and the gliding gazelles are start their round. So let me, I try to figure out how to do this. Everyone's gonna have a solo round.
Oh, God.
And then you'll have a group round at the end.
Uh-huh.
I didn't expect that we'd have eight?
Seven
so
cows.
So nine of seven. You total.
Oh, nine of us total, yeah.
Oh, yes.
So...
Maybe we could just do one cow.
Yeah.
Since he's all the same.
We'll
person,
do one cow with like crazy advantage. But then you'll have a round all together. So each team's going to go. The gliding gazelles will go first, and they'll make either an acrobatics performance or a dexterity check, whichever one you guys feel more comfortable making that's higher.
Okay.
And when you do, I'd like you to explain your dance move, and we'll see what happens. So.
All right.
Gliding gazelles are going first. The gliding gazelles have a +2 to everything because they've been doing this for a long time and they're reigning champs.
Sure.
And the DC is 10, so not very high. So you,
you
to
say
10.
That and then we're definitely going to fail. You're setting us
10
up
or
to
higher.
Fail.
So first up for the gliding gazelles is going to be, let's do Owen. Owen got a... If it's on the bottom, that's how you read it, right?
Yes.
A 6 + 2 = 8. So this little kobold gets on stage and he's like doing his arm thing. He's vibing. He's on some kind of drug, who knows? He gets up on his tail to kind of start to spin and maybe flip out of it. But as he does, his tail kind of folds under his weight. Maybe he's a little too high and he kind of like slides back to the other side. His team's over there like hyping up like, "It's okay, man, it's okay. We got this, we're the reigning champs. We're gonna do it. Yeah.
It's all right, we believe in you still.
Thank you for the support."
I wonder which ones they got out of the grab bag.
I don't know. We don't know. It's a grab bag.
How'd they hear me? That was crazy. It's loud in here.
Maybe I took a drug where I can hear really well. Yeah.
I don't want to talk to this guy anymore.
Okay, so who's up first for the dance-off?
Shoot.
Do we have to roll initiative?
Yeah, let's roll initiative.
Yeah, roll some initiative.
Yeah, let's see that.
It says I, not the DM. I rolled a 10.
Okay.
Fuck.
I got an 8.
I got a 20.
It's Morris first.
Mora, you are
flips out of the group.
I just go ahead and I go straight into a front flip. I roll 3 times, stand up in a standing star with arms all wide, looking straight up. And then I go ahead and I bring my twinkle fingers down in front of my chest and cross them underneath my chin. And I am just fluttering for a second.
Okay. What kind of roll are you going to make?
So what were my choices again? A lot has happened since you explained.
Acrobatics. Dexterity or performance?
Mm-mm. None of those. Oh, performance. I have +3 to performance. So we'll just go ahead and with that. Okay.
That'll be a 10.
Is that a d20 still?
Yep.
Oh, no. Well, wait, what was it? It was 12 + 3, so I'm actually okay.
That's perfect.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that is a, you succeeded. So what are you doing? What's this magical dance move?
My magical dance move. So I have my hands crossed underneath me, and I am fluttering those fingers. I bring them out and I slide with my arms wide. I'm on my little teeny tiny knees. My head is back. And then I flip onto one arm. So I have 3 limbs in the air. One is over me. I'm only balancing on one hand. And I'm in this like weird pose, like breakdancing. And then I just get up and I start doing the running man.
Yeah.
And I just own it.
Rad. That's dope.
And I just own it.
As you succeed, the crowd is just going wild for your dance move. And Sebi goes,
"I think this is a clear winner. The first round's going to go to Destiny's Children."
Yes!
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 Music's going.
I just something
Cal's
inside
giving
me.
Himself a high five
yes.
again.
Oh, guys, something inside of me just told me that I could do it, and I just felt really, really good out there, and I think I landed it, and it felt really nice, and I just can't believe
you
that we won.
You killed it.
Yes. Okay.
You killed
you're
it.
Up
you
next.
Killed it.
Woo. Let's do it.
I think one of them's up next.
Oh no. Oh yeah. That's right. But no matter what, I think we're just vibing and we're feeling really good, and I think that all of us are amazing, and I just love you guys,
yeah.
and it's just the best.
Yeah. We got this.
We got it. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. Yes.
Next up is a kobold wearing like all black leather. It's got that very intense look. He's coming out.
Oh god.
He's like he's
like
doing like
look,
that hip hop like crosswalk thing that they do. I can't dance, but he's doing that, you know?
Yeah.
The B-boy thing. He's doing it.
Yes.
And he rolls a 17 plus 2, a 19. So he's out there, he's doing his B-boy thing, you know, back and forth, back and forth. He does that successful spin on his tail. But not only does he spin, he flips and like does a split at the end and like holds up peace signs, and he's just like, his head's bobbing. Crowd's going super wild, super wild.
Yeah.
All right, so next for the Destiny's Children, Del. All
right. So I you know, vibe walk out there to the middle. And then I just start doing, I guess I got to roll first time.
Mm-hmm. Keep the vibe going.
Yeah. So I start vibing, right? I start vibing. And then I bust out with a 21.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. We don't have to go to a tiebreaker then, so that's good.
Death. Yeah. Destiny's so Children.
So I point at the guy who just danced before me, and then I turn into like the wave thing and start doing the robot, but like that like new age robot where like it's all like liquidy looking, you know? And then as soon as like I get my hands down towards my belt, I grab it and start line dancing. So I'm doing kind of like a little bit of both, and I'm staring around the whole time. Then I moonwalk back to my group.
Yes.
The crowd is just going insane. The fact that you guys were like battling it out, you clearly won. They're screaming.
Oh, Del, that was wonderful. I mean, you guys are amazing over there too, but Del, that was just sick.
Hey, I just felt it, you know?
Oh, I totally know.
That was so,
I totally know.
That was so dope. That was so cool. That was so cool.
Wait, was it so cool?
No, not my turn.
So cool.
Sebby goes back and goes,
I think it's a clear winner again. Destiny's Children just tear it up on the dance floor tonight.
Yeah. I mean, everyone is amazing, but yeah, we
everyone
are awesome.
Everyone is amazing. That's the vibe.
I love y'all. Woo. I love y'all.
Sebby says one more time.
All right, we're getting back to the gazelles. Let's see if they can bring this one back.
And this time, Jacob comes out on the floor, the smallest of the kobolds. He's got like definitely like 70s funky attire on, like all the colors. Got a rainbow jumpsuit on. He's ready to go. He's kind of doing the funky moves, kind of warm up a little bit, and then let's see what he does. Okay, it's a 15, so 15 succeeds. You see like the funkiest 70s dance come from him. Kind of, I'm thinking like a funny version, like from Airplane, you know, where he's like swinging people around and accidentally like punching people, but he's vibing so hard that you can't tell. And the crowd just like, they don't care. They love it. They're loving the energy and they're just going buck wild with this dance. So
that guy's pretty fly.
It was great.
Up next is Austin. So, Cal, we need to figure out if your stats are cut, it doesn't matter. So I guess the only thing is that what's a sixth of your whatever stat you're going to be rolling? Because you'll get a negative modifier based off what it is most likely.
Okay, let's see. I can either use acrobatics, dexterity, or performance,
yes.
Right? Trying to look for the highest one. It's not going to matter. My dexterity is plus one.
A plus one. What's the number right now?
Oh, 13.
So divided by six
would be like
one, basically.
Yeah.
1 point something, right? Or no, two point something. Point whatever.
2.5?
Okay. Well, just
something like whatever
it
is.
It's two and some bits.
Okay.
So if your stat is a two for each of yours, that means I think it's a minus four. But you have seven chances to roll whatever it is minus four. So you gotta roll a 14
16.
Or higher.
A 14 or higher.
Because a 14 okay. minus 4 would be 10. And 10 is the...
And I get 7 chances.
Yeah, and if you can get, oh, he doesn't, if you can get higher than a 15, so if you can roll a 19 or a 20, you'll like win, and it won't go to like another round where you guys got to do it over again.
Okay, so I'm just... Whatever my... It's going to be a negative 2, you said?
Negative
so whatever I roll?
4.
Negative 4.
Because your stat now is like at a 2.
It's 2. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's do this.
Let's go, Austin.
Okay, so here's what he's gonna do. Cal's up, right? And he's feeling himself. There's himself. And he pops his collar a little bit, yeah. You know, like all of them kind of, he's like just getting ready, getting in the zone. And he goes out there and they're gonna try to like pop lock dance. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. And they're gonna try to like do something in sync so it looks cool.
That's okay. Right.
Vibing.
All right. So, D20, rolling.
So many.
That
rolls.
Was an 18
yep.
minus 4.
14.
Which would be 14.
Okay, so that's one under. You can keep going until you get.
Okay.
You got 7 chances, so you got 6 more to go.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, that was a 6.
Oh, fuck
okay.
that one. No.
That Cal did not do as
get
well
that.
As the other
throw,
one.
Throw that Cal out. He's done.
Throw that one out. Okay, that one was.
Send that
10.
One back to the store. Return.
Okay, 6. We got what? 4 more.
Yeah. Okay, so this one was 13 minus 4 is
9.
Okay.
Not yeah.
3 more.
Come on, we can do this.
Come on.
You got this. You got this.
Come on. Yep. Ugh, 11 minus 4. Not okay. gonna cut
two
it.
2 more. It's still a tie at this point. So.
13 minus 4.
I'm sitting
one
in
more.
The wings.
I'm not gonna cut it.
I'm sitting in the wings. I can do this.
Come on. 4 minus 4.
Oh my god!
Okay, so at this moment, Sebi goes,
folks, I think we're gonna have to go to one other round. This one's just too close to call. Teammates, feel free to assist with this round.
Okay.
So what happens is, you're all get to roll, right?
Okay.
Or what's gonna happen is, let's see how I wanna do this. Because technically you're gonna be assisting Cal.
Okay.
So he would just get 2 more rolls, making it 9 rolls total.
Oh god. Okay.
So you guys aren't gonna roll, he's just gonna get 2 more rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kobold is gonna get 2 extra rolls.
Okay.
Because technically your base team is 3. I know you have all those other ones, but your base team is 3.
Okay.
So, the kobold goes first. He's doing his funky thing, okay? And his friends come out, and they start kind of doing the dance in sync. Everything's in sync. 18 plus 2, 20 for the first one.
Oh, fuck. Okay, we need to come out doing that really weird, like, Russian kick, where you're, like,
3.
Down low.
Oh, well, he got advantage,
oh,
so
yeah,
20.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We come out with our arms on top of each other doing that Russian kick dance really low.
So
it's really easy for me, but
you'll have to get, well, I don't think it's possible at this point to get a 20.
No!
It has to go on Cal's?
It has to go on Cal's because it's his round. You guys are just assisting.
So right now the score is 2-1 because they've won one. Mm-hmm. So if they win this one, it'll be tied up.
If they win, no, it's 2-0. They haven't won one. You guys have won 2 in a row.
We've won 2.
Oh, I see.
And then
okay.
it'll go to 1 final round and whoever has the highest at the end. So even if they win, okay. you guys are still up.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll if you want, or if you can just call it because you can't get it anyways.
Just give up before you can even go.
Well, you still got to dance.
Just
so
give
you guys
up. God.
So what is your failing dance for this round?
We're doing the Russian kicks.
Yeah, we Russian kicks out.
I just imagine Cal like coming out and they're like kicking each other and like bumping into each other. And, like,
well, fuck, Mike.
Hey,
Mike,
where are you going?
Like,
Mike,
don't touch me there.
I just hit me.
I just hit me. That's going on our t-shirt. I just hit me.
I know, if we ever made a shirt, it has to be 7 cows now or something.
I just hit me. Fuck off.
With their eyes like super dilated
yes.
and everything.
Yes.
Okay, so the crowd, like, they're all high as fuck. So they're still loving it.
Yes.
But it's just not as not as much applause as the kobold team, as, you know, the gliding gazelles. Mm-hmm. But Sebi comes back and he goes,
"All right, well, it looks like our reigning champ, the gliding gazelles, got one round in, but it's 2-1 now. Let's go to the final round.
Whoop, whoop.
Group dance."
The music's getting louder. The colors are just like, yes. The lights above are just so pulsed. It's getting crazy. So.
Yes.
We're going to roll. Everyone roll a d20.
Okay.
Whichever stat you want. Add your modifier. We'll add the total together and we'll do the same for the kobolds. Whoever has the highest total number will win the round.
All right.
Okay. I rolled a 22.
Damn, okay. Let me get my calculator out.
I have a very good acrobatics.
Yeah, I have +3 performance. It's not the best, but I have 16.
Okay.
13 and 3.
Oh, minus 24.
51.
Sorry.
51.
Yeah, okay, so plus 53. 89 total. Okay. And that is, let's see, 2020. It's still impossible. You guys fucking knocked it out of the park.
Do we get to still do our group dance?
Yeah, so the kobolds are going to go, the gliding gazelles are going to go first. First up is going to be the gliding gazelles. Three of them come out. We got Ian, Noah, and Cameron. These are the stars. They're going to, like, steal the show.
Yeah.
And what they do,
wish.
They do a traditional dance, which the crowd, like, loves. They're loving it. It's very much like an Irish jig. So, or, like, what's that thunder dance thing? What's that? What's that thing called? That big fancy line dance thing? What is it called? Not. It's a big famous show where, like, a bunch of dancers, like, clotting or whatever.
River dance.
River dance. That's what they're doing.
Okay, thank you. I'm like, you just stole my solo dance.
Well, no, it's river dance.
They could do Highland dancing, too. That's, like, the...
Okay, yeah, they do Highland dancing. And it's a local dance here, and they're stealing the show at this point. Like, the crowd's eating it up. Music's pumping, it's going louder, they're screaming, the crowd's going wild. And then they leave the dance floor. And it is now up to the Destiny's Children.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What are you doing? Tell me the dance.
We are walking out to some sick ass beats to the center. Moore is in the center. Her two boys right behind her on either side, right? Or do we have all fucking 7 of them?
The whole crew's out.
Everybody.
Okay, so it's
we're flanking you, and then they're behind us.
Yes. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, they're flanking, and then we have, like, it's a triangle thing happening right now.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So Mora is just gonna break out in some Irish step dance. She just puts her hands on her hips and just fucking swinging those legs in over and over and over.
And Cal and I are doing dirty dancing. So we're doing, like, the lift from Dirty Dancing. Okay.
Who's lifting who? You guys have to spread out. You guys have to run towards each other. Who's lifting who?
Wait, are all the cows lifting one single Dell?
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, that's that.
They
so
are.
All the cows, they dance into, like, a circle as I go to the back, and then I run and do a front flip on top of the group.
Oh, okay.
And they lift me up.
Then it's like a mosh pit thing. There's just like,
yeah.
But being
and maybe
slowly,
spinning.
But like,
and then that group is slowly, slowly turning while Mora is still just fucking kicking her legs with her hands on her hips. And they're
her
just
tiny
slowly,
little legs.
They're slowly turning in a circle, all the cows with Del on top. And Del is got his back arched and his head back as far as it'll go.
So
and
majestic.
He's got one knee up. And then his other leg is down, so he's got his knees up. And he just looks so majestic.
Okay. So, like, you could feel the earth shaking from how crazy this crowd is going right now. It is literally shaking the ground.
So
the music
our
is
grand
so
finale,
loud.
That wasn't it.
Oh, there's a grand finale. Please tell me.
Yes, all the cows have to slowly lower Del to the ground. We all get in a circle facing each other, and then we slowly break out into some capoeira where you use martial arts dancing, and we all start fucking just flipping.
So this is like
acrobatics.
Like play fighting with each other, but it's very dance like. I get it.
Yes, it's dance fighting.
Okay.
And at the very end, I spin to the circle and I press the digitation. Shoot sparks out of my hands in the air.
Yes.
And we all just are on our one knee with with our arms up, all of us.
Sebi comes out and goes,
folks, I think we have a clear winner tonight. Everyone put your hands together for the Destiny's Children.
Yeah! Everyone just,
hell yeah.
Clapping. She goes,
hey, if everyone could just exit the dance floor for a minute, we're gonna clear things out, get some drinks, get some drugs. Destiny's Children, go see Karos for your prize.
Oh my god, guys, we fucking won! That was incredible!
We're the best dancers on this planet.
Oh, we're the best dancers of all time. I don't even know what you're talking about. We're just like the best ever. That was the best feeling, and I want to do it again. That's can we actually enter That's again? True. When is the next dance competition? Do we need to stay
they
here
said
for
two,
it?
Two times a
oh,
week.
Can we stay here until then? I mean, fuck the void and all I'll that stuff. Let's just stay here, and I want to do all the dancing, and because I feel really good. I feel really warm inside. I think that we can do it. We're just so amazing. Oh my god, I just want to keep doing it over and over and over.
As you guys are celebrating, the front doors to the Funky Orc bust open as Quinn and Commander Bullock and a team of five other militiamen bust through.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, since I was... We never rolled to see how long mine was going to last, but I also didn't fail my constitution saving throw. Is it fair to say that that could snap me to sobriety?
Yeah, since you passed your constitution saving throw, sure. Yeah, we'll say that you have snapped out, but it has been 2 hours of time for the other two people. Okay. So, yo, Mora has 1 hour
I
left,
have
I think,
hour.
And Cal has 2 hours.
Oh, fuck! Oh, God. Is that-
so I see that, and then something clicks in my brain, and I snap back to reality up to goes gravity, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh! It's Sandra. Should we go say hi? No. Hi, Sandra.
Hey, hold on.
Okay. It's Sandra.
Hey, we got it. There's a Sandra dance competition in the back of the building.
Oh,
we gotta
dance.
Go.
Okay, let's go. I wanna go dance.
Go.
Yeah, let's go.
Go, Carol.
Okay.
Go, Mora. I'll get the other guy. I forgot his name.
Carol. He's the best. Carol. How do you forget his name? He's just the best.
I don't know.
He's absolutely the best. Over.
Let's go dance. And I'd send them that way.
Okay.
Yay.
So, let me explain what happens. I did explain that there was only the single entrance into the building was the front door. So now you guys have cornered yourself in the back corner.
Well, fuck you,
Are you guys going behind the bar?
Where's the dance competition?
Ooh, where's the other dance? Yeah, we just sort of headed back to the back wall.
Okay. Well, wait, you know what? There may be only one entrance, but I have a whole floor. So I could talk to... I go talk to Karos real quick, and I'm like, hey man, super cool vibes. Hey,
yeah.
Let's go out back real quick and do a little more. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
let's go.
We gotta go out the front to get to the back. I don't think there's another door, but
there is. Check it out. Just follow me, and I run back there real quick before he has a chance to get up.
Okay. As you're running back there, he'll follow. You see Quinn like waving at you guys. Whoever decides to look back, you see Quinn like waving.
Oh, hi Quinn. Hi. How are you?
She waves. She waves back, and she sees you for sure, Mora.
Oh, hi guys. It's Quinn.
In that, she also sees seven cows. Because it's kind of hard to hide seven people.
Seven
Cal's really
cats.
Confused because, like, he was just led into the corner of a building. And then they're like, oh, Quinn's here. So he's like, what's going on?
And Mora's just excited.
All seven of them.
I'm just so happy.
I fucking shoot a hole into the back of the wall.
Okay, so roll for depth and width for me.
Was it a D10?
Yeah.
It's like our dad is really upset at us, Austin. Our dad is like trying to get rid of it.
Three.
He's like, shut the fuck up, kids.
So depth and then width, right? So 3 feet deep. It's clearly deep enough. And then width.
Yeah, it is.
Width, three.
Okay, 3x3. You guys can
I rolled a D8, my bad.
Okay, go ahead, do it again.
This is a D10, I think. They don't label them.
No,
or you
they
can,
don't. They're just
we can do this. You can hold your roll if you like it, or you can re-roll. It's up to you.
No, it's seven. I like that better.
Okay, for both? So we get to roll both again.
Oh, I'll hold three is fine. 3 feet deep is fine. A seven is the D10 for the width.
Okay, but what I was saying is, like, to be fair, if you're going to re-roll, you got to re-roll everything.
Oh, okay. So I guess it's seven feet deep.
No, Chris, re-roll.
I am. It's 7 feet deep. That's the depth.
Okay.
Oh, God, it's still 3 feet wide.
That's, I mean, it's a, the wall is going to only be like a foot deep anyways, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this militia, Commander Bolark in tow, is starting to make it to the corner. You guys are loading out. What's the marching order here? Who's going first?
I'm going to try to usher everyone through the hall first. And I'm like, I heard there's a crazy underground dance competition right outside.
Ooh, is Quinn?
Let's go.
Is Quinn coming with us? Quinn is here.
I look at Mora and I grab a handful of animal cookies and I throw them out to the floor.
Cookies!
Okay. And I'm like, three of the cows go and like follow the cookies too.
No, those are my cookies. I mean, I guess I can share, but no, cow, those are my cookies.
Okay. Okay, we'll do it like this. Mora, you're first, yeah, followed by all the cows.
Okay.
And then it's going to take time. It's a 3x3 hole, so there is a bit of kind of getting through the hole.
Not for me.
Right. But, Del, you are grabbed by one of the militiamen as they've had the time to make it to the back. It's not a big place. I need you to... We'll do a strength contest against a militiaman. Let me pull up some stats. Okay, roll a d20, add your strength modifier.
I got an 8.
17, didn't add anything, so we'll just call it 17. So, okay. You are taking a hold by this militiaman. The rest of you guys are now through the hole outside of the funky orc. Del will hold off on you. Team, Destiny's Children, what are y'all doing? We got a split person, a very euphoric, happy person, and yeah. Karos, who is very intoxicated. Karos is like, where's the dancing, man? I thought we were gonna dance out here.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, let me go back and get Del. Let me see what's going on. Let me see what's taking him so long.
Yeah. Let's go back.
So he like, he goes back into the hole, right? And so okay. He sees, I'm assuming he sees Del getting grabbed.
If you were in the back corner, they are making their way towards the dance floor right now. So there's five militiamen, Quinn and Sandra and Del. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, maybe 30 feet between you guys and they're taking him back towards the front door.
Wait, cows, move out of the way. I gotta see what's going on. Hey, where's Del going?
Well, he's right here with Quinn and Sandra.
Oh, Quinn! Oh, I know Quinn! Oh, let's go! Let's follow him.
Del, what you're hearing, so you got the militiamen, right? Quinn's mm-hmm. right next to you, and she's like, just shut up. Don't say anything. Nothing.
All right.
Oh, hey, Del, where are you going?
And so they are taking Del currently. They're getting their way closer to the door. They're going to make their way back towards the barracks.
What are they taking Del?
Oh, no. This is not very fun. I think they're supposed to be all warm feelings all the time. I guess.
Let's go back to the dance party.
Yeah, dancing. But don't you think we should follow Del?
Let's go back. Oh. So they go back.
No, like you're euphoric. So I would say like.
Yeah, we're good. All right. So let's be fine in the other party. Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's do Del. Del, they take you back to the barracks and they bring you downstairs to a jail cell. Okay. You are locked there. Quinn is giving you odd looks and so is Sandra. Quinn keeps shooting looks from you to Sandra and Sandra back to you. And like, it looks like she's trying to make some kind of connection, but she's super unsure because at one point you guys were with her and now you're not. So she's confused as to why you're being taken in. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you get led to the barracks and downstairs to a jail cell where you're left alone.
Hey everybody, Chris here. Thank you so much for listening to episode 15 of We Suck at D&D. We really hope that you enjoyed it. We just wanted to give credit real quick to the people who wrote the music we used in this episode. So the first song is The Ballad of Rosemary by Tabletop Music Bazaar. Next we have The Grief Piano and Cello by Music L Files. And finally, Bouncing by Lilo Sound. All of these songs are linked and credited in our show notes and in the description on our YouTube page. Check them out. Thanks, guys.
Hey, everyone. This is Julian from Let's All Geek Out. Join me and my co-hosts Chris, Mia, and Kyle every Friday as we discuss gaming, movies, and everything in between. With rotating hosts every week, it's sure to always be a surprise. Check us out at anchor.fm/letsallgeekout and follow us on Twitter at @geek_lets or on Instagram at @letsallgeekoutpod. Hope you join us soon, and from all of us here at Let's All Geek Out, stay safe, stay sane, and geek out.